The two pentalobe screws come out and the phone goes on the heating mat. Some quick prying action gently separates the screen from the body. Using a pick, we make our way around the screen, being careful not to nick the flex cable. Open it like a book and... that's new. However, we can still access the connectors to remove the display. This'll really streamline screen repairs. Throw the phone on the heating mat and use a suction handle to separate the back from the midframe. This time we open to the right, revealing the view we were expecting to see under the display, but mirrored. We remove the brackets and screws for the charging coil and battery connector, and the two cables can be disconnected. Next up, we undo the screws and flex cables for the Taptic engine, and remove a further 7 screws to take out the lower speaker assembly. 2 pull tabs at the top of the battery, and the battery comes out clean and easy. Pop these connectors up here, and we can remove both the front-facing cameras and the main rear-facing camera assembly. The upper speaker comes out next, revealing a standoff as the last holdout, securing the stubborn logic board to the midframe.